from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Is really starting to turn the page and put an emphasis on young players and young player development.
So 2028 playoffs.
Why would you say that?
That's going to be some time.
I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I like Klay Thompson, but I'm not conceding that losing Klay Thompson and replacing him with a couple young players in Moody and Pajemski and bringing in DeAnthony Melton, I'm not convinced you're worse automatically. I'm not.
Well, the worst is you didn't make the playoffs with Klay.
Right, so all you got to do is win a few more games and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah. And can we, I was talking to you and Evan yesterday at the cafeteria. A lot of people act like Klay turned down the Lakers. That was a signing trade to where the Lakers, you correct me if I'm wrong, D'Angelo Russell was going to be a Warrior, and the Lakers were out on that. It wasn't just up to Klay to play in L.A. I think a lot of that's making the round, like he chose Dallas over the Lakers. The Warriors had to help Klay get to L.A., and they didn't like what was coming back.
The Lakers had a 4-year, $80 million deal ready for Klay, but the Warriors would have had to take back D'Angelo Russell.
Reunite.
And I'm sure there were two things. They didn't want D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
But most important, they didn't want to take money back. Mm. I mean, if this offseason's shown you anything, it's the money issues are coming home to roost for the Warriors. And it's just the way it is. But and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I got to say something to that. Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong, but had they been able to land Paul George, then it would have been business as usual.
Well, they would have gotten Paul George, put a team around George and Steph Curry, and had no flexibility.
Yeah.
And then they probably would have had to make a tough decision on Kuminga. If they can't get rid of Wiggins, they couldn't have brought Paul George in here and signed Kuminga. Now, Wiggins would have probably been part of that deal. Maybe not. Maybe it was Chris Paul. Although they had waived him by then.
Yeah, D'Lo wasn't. Nobody wanted to see him back. Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's hit Daryl in San Jose.
Daryl.
What's up, Daryl? How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Hey, I called before, and, you know, I was just, and that's D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Okay, I'll see you, baby.
About that. Okay, but I just wanted to talk about, let me get through this real fast. Curry, Klay, and Dre, those guys were supported by a really good wing. They supplemented them. And how we cannot get the Popes that left Denver Reggie Jackson that left Denver, they would have complimented if Clay would have stayed. It's almost like that strength in numbers again.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and but this stuff should have happened 3 years ago. And well, then it would have came to fruition today.
Well.
So you can't plan for a championship going big fish hunting for next year. You got to do that 3 years in advance.
So what
all we needed was a big guy in the middle, like Bogey.
I mean,
you put the Pope, Reggie Jackson around those three. You see what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, thanks, Dale. I appreciate that. I mean, I don't know if Reggie Jackson makes you a contender, but I mean, you're right. If
that's a great Mr. April.
Yeah, if the Warriors had won the title in 22 and then started to dismantle, yeah, they'd be a lot further ahead right now. But who's going to do that after you win a title?
Yeah.
What did they do after they won a title? They re-signed Wiggins and they re-signed Jordan Poole.
It just, to me, feels like Draymond has, again, you didn't ask me about him, but I can't stop, Stoney. It's just, he has a lot of power, man, and I don't like it. And I felt like somebody has to, like, that's where Lakeup should have been a killer at that dinner. Regardless, they have spaghetti, lasagna, whatever, chicken Alfredo, I don't care. That's what bothers me about this is the wrong guy got capped.
Well, the one thing I am thinking about with Draymond Green is he's going to have more of a spotlight on him now.
In what way?
In what way? The way that any Warrior fan can put two and two together and see as plain as day that the Warriors paid Draymond Green a year ago and they didn't pay Klay Thompson this year. And Draymond Green is now the Warrior who's going to be around for three more years. And he's got to produce. Because if he doesn't, it's going to be proof that Lakeup made a big, big mistake by signing him for 4 years.
And let's just say nothing else happens in those 3 years, Donnie. You can't tell me that a guy that you gave a contract where a lot of people were scratching their head in year one goes out and gets suspended and misses a quarter of the season. Like, you can't come back. You can, and he obviously will. But what does that say in year one you do something like that? He single-handedly cost his team a playoff spot. Nobody could tell me different.
Yeah.
But he's going to change.
Three more. Well, I don't think he is.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, you do. You're the one who thinks he's going to change. Okay, well, you said he's going to be on great behavior now.
You don't need me to help you, but you said spotlights, because there's going to be a spotlight him on and off the court. And the off the court stuff scares me more than the on, because he's fine when he's on the court.
Well, he was fine. He's also another year older, and he's declining. The Paul George thing, here's what I think they decided.
Talk to me.
I mean, they basically looked at Paul George and decided that he didn't make them a championship contender. Like, I don't think getting Paul George made them a championship contender. And I don't think losing Klay Thompson automatically makes them a lottery team. So I think the Warriors,
but how do you replace that 18 and 38, 39% from three? As much as
you
we
replace
want to
throw it
stones.
With better defense, you replace it with a better playmaker, you replace it with two guys who do more, and you get better in every other area.
I love you, but Stoney, everything you just said, the playmaker, shout out Michael Irvin, where does that come from?
Well, D'Anthony Melton can make some plays, Pods can make some plays. I mean, you tell me why the Warriors wanted to start Pajemski instead of Klay.
Well, they did it in a year where they didn't make the playoffs, and I'm not blaming Pods, but I'm watching Pods. That for me, that's not – you got to come off the bench. You are not my starting two.
For who?
Well, that's the problem. I thought it was going to be Paul George to where that wouldn't even be an issue. I like Pods. I don't like him in this role if that's what they're going to do. I like Melton. I don't like him in that role. And what's funny about Melton, as young as he is, he had back issues at a young age, and he only played 38 games, and all of a sudden, we don't even care about, it seems like, that Carfax report, but when it comes to Klay Thompson, we're fixated on the games that he misses.
I think Evan, our producer, Evan Giddings, nailed it. The only reason the Warriors were able to get D'Anthony Melton is because he played 38 games. Like, that's kind of where they are. Josh Ram, here it is. Yeah. Goo, Podziemski was better than Clay last year. That's from Josh Ram.
Then why did Clay, I'm just asking out loud, why did Clay get reinserted back into the starting lineup? And I'll be quiet.
I don't know. I don't know why he did. Maybe because they felt pressure from Clay because he was
But he got hot.
Mopey.
Remember, he got hot as that sixth man.
Yeah, he did. You could. You, the more I think about it, like, you can't. Clay Thompson was not coming off the bench for the Warriors.
Oh, no doubt.
I can't I ask him to do that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have, Stoney.
Let's go to Gray in Oaktown. What's up, Gray? Oaktown. How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
In all fairness, I got to get this out. Paul George, he wasn't the answer. Not even close. I'm so grateful. So grateful he's not a Warrior. This is a guy, they would have paid too much to get him. They would have paid too much in contract to have him. The over-under for games that he plays when he's uninjured, what, 57?
Yeah.
Maybe 62?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, he's fragile. And at best, he's empty calories. His stats are empty calories. As far as Clay's concerned, I love me some Clay. Come on. Who doesn't? But please stop this narrative that he was disrespected because of the money that he got or didn't get. He made $40 million last year. Dre made 25. Okay? They're on the same timeline. He would have still gotten his 25, 24, 25 annually. But no, he took 16 to say double bird to the Warriors organization. What we need to start talking about, and it's a very sensitive thing, is Clay is fragile. He has a fragile mentality. I love him. He's a genius because he's fragile. He's like one of those cats, man. You see him, he's spectral. He's blinking, he's moving, he doesn't look you in the eye. And yet, everybody loves him. Why? Because he's lovable, and he's talented, and he was a great Warrior, and I'm going to miss him terribly. But nobody's talking about the fact that his ego was hurt. He was fragile. I don't want Steph and Dre to go talk to Lacob about giving him more money. I want them to go take Clay to dinner and say, hey, bud, man, I love you more than anything. Don't go. Don't end us like this. Stay. Make your 50 mil. Come on. Be with us. I don't know if that happened. I'd like to know if that happened. I don't want him knocking on the door of the executive. Last thing about Dunleavy. I don't know what the hell he's doing. I really don't. Because all due respect to D'Anthony Melton, we need one more 6'2 guard. That's what we need. Like the two-way lacrosse player who's 27 years old and he's 6'3", but we give him a roster spot? Are you kidding me? Nick Claxton's 25 years old. He's a jumping jack. All he wants to do is block shots, rebound, and dunk. You think that 7-foot, 25-year-old would look good in the Warriors uniform? And I'm just going to make you laugh before I go.
All right.
I wish Wiseman got signed by the Warriors.
Well, that's it. I don't think that's that funny.
That would have been a reunited, good call. Yeah.
I mean, the other thing we have to realize is Nick Claxton just got $100 million.
Yeah, he did. They broke him off.
So,
but he just meant a guy like that, physique-wise.
Well, I mean, he's a really good player.
No, he is. I like
him. It's like the people who say, let's go get Naz Reid. Well, he can't. He's good.
You could have got Paul George.
You could have. But I'm not. I'm with the last caller. I'm not looking at not getting Paul George as a mistake, but it feels like, and you're looking at not getting Paul George as a mistake.
No, I'm going to say this, partner. It was a mistake on my end for trusting what I was reading and hearing from the world of basketball, and that was a poker term. The Warriors were all in, and I bit for that. And they weren't all in, and I understand that. But that's why I'm disappointed, Stoney. They were not all in, and I thought they were doing it for their veterans. And I hate to be this guy, but I don't have to remind you, what is Steph That's really what I care about. What's he feeling like this Tuesday morning about his future and following up a season where they didn't qualify for the playoffs without one Chris Paul and without Klay Thompson? And again, I'll just say it. 18 points a game and 39% from three, we can scoff and have tryouts for guys to hopefully grow into that and replicate that. But what if it doesn't happen? What does that mean for Steph and the future of this Warriors? Okay.
And this is where you're assuming that had they returned with Klay Thompson, that everything would be fine, Steph would be happy, and they'd be better. And the Warriors, I don't think, believe that. I really don't.
But don't you feel better about just anything that you take on, any task where you feel like you gave yourself every opportunity to be great, to have it work. And then when it doesn't, you're kind of like, okay, it did not work because we didn't arm ourselves.
The Warriors don't think Klay Thompson is good enough anymore.
I'm talking about Paul George now.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Klay Thompson, I'm going to be honest.
Maybe they thought Paul George isn't good enough for us to give up the one guy we might be able to count on after Steph Curry's gone.
Mm.
And I can't hate on him for that. Here's the other thing I heard, and you may hate this. Yeah. Warrior fans may hate this, but I actually think it's terrific. One of the things I'm hearing is the Warriors are not anxious to give up future picks. They're not. They're really worried about giving up unprotected first round picks in 2025, or let's say 2026 and 2028. That tells me they're realistic about how long this can last, and they absolutely don't want Steph Curry to finish up his Warrior career.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're looking at no first round picks in two of the following 3 years. They're not. They don't want to do that.
And they picked up two yesterday from this Klay deal from Dallas, right?
What's that?
They picked up two future
second rounders.
Okay,
second rounders. Yeah. So let's go to Jimmy in the 707. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
You know, there's a few memories I got of Klay that I got to just share. I love Klay. I love Klay previous to last year. I don't like the way Klay is now going to perceive as the way he left. Sulking, pissed, yelling at fans in the stands. There were so many incidents last year to name. He shouldn't have gone out like that. Mm. Maybe thinking this is going to be his last year to wear your uniform. Some of that's on him. He's got to wear some of that.
Sure.
But the memories I do love about Klay, the 37 points, of course, against Sac, the absolute blasting Dylan Brooks as he's laying on the floor, running by him as he made a three. That picture is forever ingrained in my mind as one of Klay's greatest moments. The taking up for Steph when LeBron was giving Steph a bunch of garbage in the finals, walking around LeBron telling him, hey, you can knock it off, and standing up for Steph. Klay had this kind of attitude like, I'm a badass and I really don't care what you think. And I miss that Klay. We didn't get that Klay the last couple of years. They paid him a fortune to rehab. He needed to come off the bench last year. He was not playing well. But the way he handled that whole situation to me was just not okay. And he's got to wear that. That's the way he's going to be perceived by a lot of fans as their last take on Klay for the last year he played. And that's really unfortunate. I'm not going to remember him that way. But it's a lot of people are. And lastly, I would not give up Kaminga one for one for Paul George. I'm sorry. We got to get off this narrative. Kaminga's going to be something, whether it's for us or somebody else. We could get way more for Kaminga than Paul George's expiring contract, making $60 million at 38 years old. What did Paul George do with James Harden and Kawhi Leonard and that team they had in L.A.?
They went to the Western Conference Finals, and Kawhi got hurt, and then they made the playoffs. I'm just throwing that out there. So that's not just on Paul George. Kawhi got hurt every time.
And Paul George is hurt a lot, too. That tandem could not stay on the floor together. And we don't need that here. We need some youth. We need some – I'd be all for Markkanen, you know, maybe giving up Kuminga for Markkanen. That Markkanen's young enough.
Right.
He's solid enough, and he could be in our plans for 10, 15 years. But 35, 36, 37, 38-year-old Paul George, no thank you. Mm. I'm so glad that's off the table, and we're not even talking about that anymore. Well, we're talking about it now because Goo thought the Warriors were all in on that one. All in to me meant we weren't giving up Kuminga. We'll give you everything else but Kuminga. We can't think about how Steph and Dre are feeling right now because we really don't know. Every time we think about the way Dre may be feeling, he's proved he's thinking the complete opposite. So, you know, I think Dre, some of his tweets and some of the things he said about Clay in the last 3 or 4 months, has kind of been a telltale sign for me that maybe he wasn't at all in on Clay. I bet you Steph is, but I don't think Draymond was.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
From the 707, I'll let you fire back because it's addressed to you. Oh. Guru, the Warriors are all caps, not better with Clay. Pajemski and Moody are better all-around basketball players. It's that simple. The second best player we had last year is Kuminga. You can't trade him.
All right. And I have nothing to, you know, rebuttal, but the organization backed that up. But I'll say this about Moody. And it's funny I'm here now, a year later. I was the president of his fan club. And at one juncture last season, Steve Kerr sat him down and told him, you know what? You're not going to be in the rotation. Credit to Moody for staying ready. And the same thing happened with Kuminga. He had to go to the press to get his minutes. So now a year later, Clay's gone and people are going to double back and tell me and feel better about the season because those two players that Kerr at different junctures of last season thought that they couldn't help at certain points are now the go-tos and replacements. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying, give me marketing. Give me Paul George because I would sleep better at night thinking those guys that are already proven more than the Pods and the Moody's of the world, I'll sleep better and feel better about the Warriors bouncing back in the West as opposed to two guys that at different junctures the coach felt like couldn't help. But that's what it is. Now I'm supposed to look at those two who I like as different players.
No, not different. Yeah. Just young players getting better. And you got like, you know, they're young players. You got to wait a couple years.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.